And we're going to bow our heads with some prayers that we have at the church. We have a few people that are sick in our congregation right now, and we want to open up with prayers today and ask for God to come into our lives as well as those people that have some sicknesses. Let's pray. Dear Lord, once again, we thank you for this time to gather to worship you. And Lord, we do pray for an opening of our eyes to see your work among us, to also see opportunities that we can go out and work on your behalf for the needs of our neighbors. Lord, bless our work in your name. Lord, we also pray for open hearts to hear your word and to want to apply it into our lives. Lord, bless us with renewed spirit today as we see our children and youth lead us in our worship. And Lord, we also pray for an openness for healing. We pray for your healing hands to be upon Betty Iverson as she has suffered a broken bone. Bless her and the family in the weeks ahead. Lord, also for Maxine. We thank you for her openness to your word throughout her life. And Lord, if this is her time to be with you, Lord, we pray for peace and rest for her to be with you and also your comfort to be with that family. Also for the Lockwood family, as they think about Harvey and his impact in their lives, we pray for your peace and comfort to be with Harvey during this time as he faces the time where he's going to go home with you. Bless him. And finally, Lord, for the Minor family mourning the loss of Sabina, bless them in the week ahead, their travels, and their as they gather to celebrate her life and also claim your promises even in death. So, Lord, we thank you today, and we pray that your presence would especially be with our youth and children as they lead us. May their voices ring clearly the praise of your name and inspire us in our lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And at this time, the children are going to take their places and going to lead us in our worship this morning. Our scene here as we begin is Bethlehem, a little town. You can almost picture Philomath. That's Bethlehem, maybe a farm outside of Philomath. And what's beautiful about having our children lead us in worship are their voices. Those voices just ring out and sing God's praises so clearly as the Bible proclaims. So just a challenge for all of us today, at the end of our worship, find one of the youth or children that were involved today and give them a word of encouragement, a pat on the back, and thank them for sharing their voices and leading us today.